Hey, we got a couple other callers. Do we still have Chance on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here. You know, Steve, everybody talks, it kills me. Everybody talks about how we got to this point.
Yeah?
I said, okay. No shit.
The question is,
what are we going to do about it? I mean, if you can't see how we got to this point, then you're a lost cause to begin with.
Yeah, what are we going to do about it? I'm already doing about it. That's my
point. Yeah, me too. Right?
I'm the tank man. I just don't stand in front of tanks. I'm not, you know, the guy that burned himself up, the Army guy last week, he's a blip. He didn't even happen. He didn't matter. His life was a waste. He could have mattered.
Well, I admire his moral stand, but then again, what did he accomplish? You got to always ask yourself, what did I accomplish? I just killed myself, that's all.
Well,
I died
as
horrible.
Long as it was good for him. As long as it was good for him.
And you know, Chance,
plenty of people commit suicide.
This is the slow, insidious nature of what we call incrementalism. You know, it's happened slowly over time. That you know, the control has, you know, tighter and tighter. The boot on your neck has gotten more and more pressure on it over time, you know. Unfortunately, generally, at the end, this has happened throughout history, something snaps. And it's not incremental at that point, but it's not also very pleasant.
Yeah, but Alan,
it's not the pleasant incrementalism,
this.
You know. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be bloody. It's not going to be fun. It's going to pull you out of your comfort zone. You know, what has to happen is not going to be pretty when it does happen.
And okay. Alan, the question
Close
is
it up,
this.
Chance. Go
do
ahead.
You think they care? Do you think they care if we all set ourselves on fire?
No.
They couldn't care less. I mean, so there's your answer. There's your answer. It's easier for them if you kill yourself. Because at least they don't have to come out and kill you.
Chance, right, love guys. You, man. We gotta hit the numbers. They're popping into the queue.
All right,
too
take
fast.
Care now.
Okay, Andy.
Hey,
thanks for waiting, Chance, you're
always with me, man. Whether you're on the air or not, you know you're in my heart, if nothing else, man. I think about you all the time, my friend. Thank you.
In my soul, you'll be sorry. Andy in Texas, what's going on?
Well, hey, gentlemen, thanks for letting me chime in. You know, Chance actually said something that resonated with me. He mentioned that everybody has their own agenda, and that's true. But then there's an agenda that's working outside of us. There's a whole other agenda. These people are pushing us in a certain way and stuff, but we're still stuck in our own agendas. What we want, what we see as our future, what we got to get our kids to the soccer game. We got to go to parent-teacher conferences and stuff. Everybody's just going in their agenda. It's just what's set up. Meanwhile, there's an entire agenda around us. And you know, that migration thing from the southern border, that's part of the agenda. Sending money and then bringing it back to the Congress people. Yeah. Yeah. So these guys have an agenda, and it has nothing to do with us. They really don't care. And you just said it at the end of Chance's call. They don't care if you set yourself on fire. In fact, they would actually want you to set yourself on fire. They don't. I mean, Bill Maher on his show said, "Whatever gets the train rolling." He's talking about killing people. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Andy, this is like, you know, everyone says, "Well, you don't give us any solutions." And how many times have I said, my solution to my problems, the way I want to live my life in Gillespie County, Texas, is different than Chance in West Virginia and Lauren in Ohio. You know, the way I want to live my life, you know, what we have to overcome and how we want to live our life, we've got commonalities. We all want to be able to live our lives as we wish, doing no harm to anyone else. Just leave me alone, let me live my life, you know. But my solutions in Gillespie County, Texas, are going to be different from Chance in West Virginia.
That's about the only thing that I can say. You know, I don't have any solutions to give other people. I can tell you how I find my solutions, and I can tell you about the peace that I find from implementing my solutions and the outcomes. They don't always have the outcome that I want. I mean, it seems like the world is still being taken over by evil bastards, you know, so I haven't won, right? But, hey, my soul is intact. I do believe it. Yeah, indeed. You know, I think.
Hey, you want to have 10 wives? Go live in Utah. You know, go with that Brigham Young stuff. You want to do that? Yeah, they do that in Utah. Yeah, move to Utah. If that's the solution to your happiness, go to Utah. You know,
I'm not looking for that.
Andy, but the Tiananmen Square, that person, I mean, think about it. They didn't accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. That guy did not. But look at us. We're talking about it several years later. It remnants. And so perhaps this guy who set himself on fire, he'll become a remnant too. I mean, I'll always remember that.
We mentioned it.
But the thing is that it did accomplish something. You know, I mean, just to stand in front of a tank and then get squished and whatnot, but we got to see that, and that's we reference it several different ways till Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we reference it though, and we'll probably reference this Air Force guy who burned himself in front of the Israeli embassy.
He might lose context in another couple days. You know, I mean,
yeah, he's pretty much gone already. Yeah,
we can talk about it now, but I can't say his name, and we don't call him Air Force Man or Torch Guy. does he have a name?
My mind's working. I that last statement I made, I'm like, hell, I don't know who would want 10 wives. Most of the society has a problem dealing with one wife.
Hey, I'll let you guys go after this one, but hey, be aware of this eclipse. I mean, a lot of the people that I listen to on the internet, this could possibly be the turning point for them. They can blame it on the eclipse when the power goes out or the 5G goes on or whatever's going on. There's something coming up with this eclipse. I just feel it's kind of something that these guys are going to work with and stuff. And you know, we're talking about. The Ides of March is happening, and then April Fool's comes up. And, you know, April Fool's, you know, from my understanding, is April 1st is actually the first of the year. These guys have manipulated our calendar in so many different ways.
Andy, I show you that local paper. Gillespie County, Texas, is actually having a holiday on Eclipse Day.
Yeah, they're making a holiday.
It's a holiday. It's like the county employees, they're not going to have to... And what did it say? It said, stay off the roads. The roads will be dangerous.
Alan, the Gillespie County workers don't work. What are you, crazy?
Well, okay, yeah.
Free money.
There are a few good guys there. There are actually one of our friends, he's very aware, works for the county, but he hasn't advanced because of his views. He's not a supervisor or anything. He's just a lowly worker. But there are some people that do work, but they do work. Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Gillespie County workers.
They do work. You said it, Alan. They do work.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Take that as you want. Yeah, take that as you want. They do.
Okay,
yeah.
Moving on. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate
you
calling.
You bet.
You know.
Later.
God. Hey, I've been riding my bicycle lately. That's kind of fun. I think about you a lot, Mike in Kentucky, when I get on the saddle and go, hey, I wonder how Mike in Kentucky is. CQ, over. Mike in Kentucky.
Roger, I mean Steve.
That's good.
There was a land kind of a gold standard, gold star study that came out last spring, I think,
said. I love it.
Yeah, gold standard, whatever they call it, is double reverse blind placebo, reverse engineered. It was supposed to be over 1,000 people, but a bunch of them dropped out or some of them died. But they looked at first heart attacks and leg strength, and you were 200% less likely to have heart failure after a first heart attack. So they looked at people that were, you know, good candidates to have a heart attack, and out of 900 and some that completed the study, it was 200% reduction. So it's something to think about. Cycling is a good low-impact thing.
In other words, you're saying that if the government helped us induce a first heart attack, we would be less likely to die of heart failure later on?
Oh, immediately afterwards. There's a huge number of people that have heart failure after their first heart attack.
Oh,
so okay. that's something to avoid, because it really affects your ability to bounce back.
Mike, stay active in everything in moderation. Freaking everything in moderation is.
I don't
bad.
Know if that everything in moderation is right. Right? I don't think because they say that everything in moderation. Oh, is sugar good for you? In moderation. Oh, f you.
My body processes sugar differently, Steve. I could lay on the couch and eat ice cream and drink beer, and I would gain maybe half a pound.
That's true. That's you. That's not other people.
Right.
So everything in moderation is different. It's different things for different people for different things. And the food pyramids of scam, the food, four square food groups was a scam, and everything. But then that's where that everything in moderation statement comes, when it's really no bueno. I mean, enough yellow number five. As long as you only have a little bit of yellow number five, right, or blue number one, or whatever the hell those things. I just don't like that statement, everything in moderation. But that's a
I'll revise that. Natural products is natural if you can find them anymore. Organic means nothing anymore. You're talking about this bastardized stuff. You're talking about red dye number four and all this crap. Yeah, everything's synthetic. Yeah, this is like the mRNA shots. It's like, well, just at least get one of them because it'll help you. It's like,
I guess I could also be talking about television. Everything in moderation. I can watch mindless drivel as long as I watch some.
Hey, Steve,
real
you say
too.
Television. It was kind of hard to shove a big cathode ray tube television into your pocket and carry it around with you everywhere and stare at it. The internet, smartphones in moderation. There are people out there that use the technology properly, yet it gives them data points, and data is the new money. The more data points they have, the more predictive we become, and they know exactly.
Speaking
what
of Tiananmen Square.
All right, Mike, I know you called in and we went sideways on you, or maybe you made us go sideways. Whatever. How are you? What are you thinking?
So, speaking of Tiananmen Square, one thing that the guy did accomplish is there is no observation of Tiananmen Square directly, but it's Computer Maintenance Day, and all the computers go down on that day, so nobody talks about Tiananmen Square. Look it up.
Computer Maintenance Day, huh? Wow.
It's Computer Maintenance Day in China because of Tiananmen Square. They shut down the computers so that nobody's talking about it. Because, they've got a lot of control on the computers. I saw a cartoon of that guy sitting there in front of the tanks with a laptop. It was pretty funny. But, no, he didn't get squashed, I don't think, but nobody knows what happened to him.
I remember
vanished.
The video. He kept moving, and the tank tried to go around him. And nobody really knows what happened. And I'm sure he's a legend in China. We'll see during the second Chinese Revolution. When is that? 2022?
I'm
sorry, 2122? How long from now?
So remember computer maintenance.
It's like India. India has a national squat toilet day. We're on one day out of the year. They sit down and they thank Buddha or whoever their god is, the holy cow. They thank the holy cow for their squat toilets.
Well, the evolutionary biologists will tell you the appendix is not any. It's some kind of a throwback. When we ate stuff with rocks in it or some crap.
Squatting to take a crap actually makes it easier to take a crap. Yes.
Oh, you guys, we got to stop this conversation. The last time we had this conversation on the air, I got advertisements for Squatty Potties for like a week. So I do not want to hear about Squatty Potties.
Anyway, New Jersey, Kentucky, and some other state, colon cancer is the, quote, number two killer, no pun intended. So, you know, it's because a lot of people aren't fully evacuating. Have you ever seen the George, what's his, Dark Horse, George Harrison produced a movie called Water. I think Fred, the guy from Munsters, was the head of a Texas oil company. It's hilarious. It was almost a Beatles reunion. They had Eric Clapton on the United Nations stage. There was a kind of a hit song from it. You should watch that. It's hard to find a good copy. It was called Water. I think Jimmy Walker plays a DJ on this failing British colony island. And Fred Gwynn, I think is his name, they convince him that this artesian water on this island is more valuable than oil because America's it has cathartic effects. Because America's stopped up from all our burgers and stuff. This came out in like 1982 or something. It's hilarious. You really should, you know, find time to sit down.
They charge more for water than they do for oil, you know. So
that was the joke. That was the joke. There's a scene. The French get wind of it, and they're worried about Perrier, so they invade the island. There's just joke after joke in that movie. It's like, I wonder if Monty Python was a consultant. You know,
What's
those guys.
What's the movie called? Water.
Water. It's just called Water. George Harrison produced it. It's one of the funniest movies, sleeper you might call it. And the only copies I've ever seen are like old grainy film copies. It's like it never got whatever transferred and enhanced like they do with a lot of these old films. Yeah, it's like I said, it's almost a Beatles. Yeah, and Ringo Starr plays the drums on stage. George Harrison, Eric Clapton, and what's that guy from ELO? Maybe is in there on the stage with this fake rebel, talking about starting a rebellion. That's what this guy was doing. He was trying to start a rebellion, and he couldn't even get the Cubans to back him.
And Mike, you know, my friend, when you said ELO, I think you're talking about Electric Light Orchestra, right?
Yeah, ELO, yeah.
Yep.
And Steve, I did not know you were so young to be playing Nintendo as a kid.
Think I was playing with more of a middle-aged 20-year-old or some crap like that. I played Donkey Kong.
I was entertaining youngsters. Yeah, and A Legend of Zelda. I entertained some youngsters doing that in the early 90s.
I was in an interesting spot. Hey, thanks for the call. We're gonna have to scoot down the road. You know, always appreciate that. Hell, got lots of avenues to go now. And we look like my entire list of what I'm gonna do is gonna come to an abrupt halt, maybe. But let's go on to the phones. And Sherry, you're not from Kansas anymore. Why do I always say that? Huh. Hi, Sherry. You're from Kansas.
Yeah. The land of Oz.
Okay.
And you probably got a little dog in your lap, don't you?
Well, my dog's too big. He weighs about 60 pounds.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Big dog.
I want to get back to the young man that set himself on fire, and I'm sorry I don't remember his name either, but let's just do some maybes. You know,
maybe. Okay.
To do this, he had to really feel that he didn't want to participate in what was going on in Gaza. And if he would have submitted, says, I can't, and I don't even know if you can do this when you're already in, say, I'm a conscientious objector to this. Well, he would have probably ended up in Leavenworth for who knows how long. And the mainstream media isn't going to keep this in the news because they all support Israel. They don't want people questioning that we're actually killing, not we, but our government is killing these people because we're sending them weapons. And our Congress is making money off of the weapons that they're sending them. And, you know, and maybe he had to weigh against going over and ending up with PTSD from it for the rest of his life, participating in that. You know.
Sherry, are you saying that you don't donate to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews?
Oh, God, I'm tired of those commercials.
International Federal, what? Oh, is that their commercial?
Oh, and all the people in Israel that, they're so traumatized.
They're traumatized by killing people. It's awful.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, well, I don't know who this guy was in his reasons for killing himself, right? You know, and I can't believe that he was in the Air Force and he was killing himself because he was upset at what the Jews were doing, or not the Jews, the Israelis, and they just all happen to be Jews. Well, most of them are Jews. The majority of them are Jews. But it's Israel, right? But that's been happening for a long time. So are we to believe that this guy just had a stream of within the last year, right, that led him to believe that he should kill himself to try to heighten the awareness?
He had a come to Jesus moment, Steve.
Somebody said
he did go to. I hope. Well, maybe it depends on your definition of.
Somebody put out some information that he was from a Christian Zionist family, and he did not agree with him.
Now,
I don't know where they got that, but I had heard that too.
We do understand that there are sects of Christianity that, you know, have different beliefs in Israelis, right, or Jews in particular, that they hate. Some Christians hail the Jews as being superior to all, right? But then, of course, we do know that it looks like that was created by the Jews themselves. But, you know, I don't know.
Even within Christianity, you know, let's just say Baptist. Well, you don't just have Baptists. You have Mountain Baptists. You have Southern Baptists. You have Free Will Baptists. You know, it's like how many different divisions are there within the Baptist, you know, sect of Christianity, you know, Protestantism, whatever you want to call it, you know. I mean, you know, everything is divide and conquer. You know, I know good, you know, guys in the Republic of Texas, you know, that they didn't believe that a baby was a baby until it came out of its mother and you slapped it on the ass and it took its first breath. It wasn't a baby, and up until that point, it was legal to abort it. You know, but these are good Christian people. You know, what the hell?
I wonder why they're going for stem cells.
I was just talking about that. Embryos are now people too, right? Or they might be. Well, and so they're going to define when they can kill us, and then it's going to end up being, well, okay, so an embryo's a kid and we can kill an embryo, so we should be able to kill a person too. Okay, that sounds great. It's a logic thread that they're, I just think that they want to kill us, right? And so they always try to figure out a way to kill us. No, but you know, maybe that's
anyway,
just me. Sorry.
It's a shame that this kid's dropped off the news, but, I mean, think of how many people kill themselves, you know, in quiet, especially these vets that are committing suicide, and some people just do it by, you know, drinking or dragging too much.
The only thing, do you know anything about this guy, right? Because I really don't. All I know is, because I never did the research on him. I really never really thought about it too much. Got a lot going on. All you know, or all I know, is they say he was in the Air Force. What did he do? Right? They say that he killed himself. He lit himself on fire. Because of the Palestinians, the way they're being treated, and you know, that's about it, right?
Well,
so
and one
it
thing
leads
is,
lots of other questions. Go ahead.
One thing is, he was about to get sent to this base in Israel that was supposed to be secret, but now a lot of people know about it. And maybe they want to keep
base.
That quiet, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I never heard about that. I don't know why they'd have a secret base in Israel. Maybe it's a drone base or, I don't know. A secret. I don't know. Who
the hell
knows?
I think it's some kind of high-tech base, but maybe associated with Unit 8200. But, they had a lot of weapons stashed over there, and that's part of what Israel's been dipping into. And that's supposed to be a no-no. So, anyway.
Okay, well.
They just don't want to focus on this because, Israel is right. They have a right to defend themselves, right?
You mean kill people? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess so.
Damn, lady, you sound kind of jaded. That's why you're my queen, Sherry.
All right. That's all I had, thanks.
Okay, we'll go ahead. We'll move on. Hey, we're getting towards the bottom of my list, at least on the phone calls, which is kind of nice. Maybe we will cover some of the local election nonsense and the doom and gloom that's coming to a theater near you. But first, let's go to Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, good morning.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve and Alan.
Hi.
The good news is, God's in charge. We have nothing to worry about. And if you've looked around, the blossoms are wonderful everywhere. Hallelujah. And and then, Steve, I had a call last week hoping that you would...
I did look. I haven't found it yet, but you are on my list of find that show. Hang in there. We'll bump it down another week. But I do have your phone number. I got that from Sam.
Oh, wonderful! Thank you very much. The reason it's so important to me is because the people I know are going to be in her Deborah Tavares's 2-hour show that hosted by Alan. She mentions about the Cuban government confiscating their family boat and putting her father in prison for 4 years. And so this family that is considering having a business down there, the boating business, I really wanted them to hear that that it's not just the pirates, the government pirates also are a danger. So, all right. Well,
yeah,
thank you so much.
You know, at times, thievery and everything has to become a way of life depending on where you're living at. And no, Kathleen, thank you for, Deborah Tavares, been listening to her for a long time, and she's been spot on. She doesn't give you a lot of positive outcomes because this woman does deep dives into what's really going on. And listening to her, it shouldn't make you feel warm and fuzzy, but she's telling you the truth. She's done a deep dive into this stuff and what's being done to us. And, I've been listening to her for a long time, and maybe sometime I'll try to get in touch with her. My friend Lynn in Maryland actually helped me get in touch with her, and maybe Deborah will come back on again. When I talked to her, she said she had a good time on the program, and she appreciated everything I let her say. And it needs to be heard. Does it make you feel warm and fuzzy? No, but it's the frickin' reality of what we're going through. All of us that really understand know this. And thank you, Kathleen, for your
I was hoping that maybe a listener might have that date, and because
nice.
And then I had given the people the websites of Deborah Tavares, stopthecrime.net and primarywater.org, but she said they could not find anything about it, the interview that they had done. So if some of the listeners have that date, please call Steve and let him know. And thank you, Steve, for continuing to look. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, we'll get there. Hang in there, Kathleen.
Okay, you're all in my prayers. Thank you.
Thank you for being out there, Kathleen. We love you. Really do. It's not just a four-letter word.
Radio. We love you. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
We're back. Coming into the home stretch, Republic of Texas Radio, I'm Steve O'Brien. Alan Crutcher is well on the phone with me as well. And, well, we've cleared the phone lines. That's kind of nice. You can call in if you want. Otherwise, I'm going to finish this off kind of on the direction that I was originally scheduled with only a few deviations. 512-248-8252 is our call-in number. Words are funny, right? And this is, might be the deviation. Here's one for you. I feel like I'm a vagabond. It's a V-A-G-A-B-O-N-D. Vagabond. What do you think about that word, Alan?
It's apropos. It's strange you just brought up because I'm sitting here talking with someone, and I just heard a new word. It's called a mangina. You know, we used to call that a butt. Oh, we used to call that a butthole back when I was young, but now they call it a mangina in today's world.
Oh man, that's a.
I'm sorry. I know it's Sunday morning, but you know, but
yeah,
and I
it
thought
is.
It was funnier than hell. It's like, well, a butthole is now a mangina. You know, in today's world.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's. Alan, leave it to you to just totally knock me
off. I'm sorry, you know, but look at the reality
not.
Of the situation. Look around you.
It's just stupid. No, I get it. I do see that reality, and I could add to that. I was talking about being a vagabond, right? You know, what does that mean, right? I was going to talk about me being a vagabond, and I'm not sure that it actually, what was it? It fits. You know, I've been kind of like a vagabond in life, all my life, right? And so how do you actually define that, right?
I sit there. I've got a six-inch thick Webster's Dictionary over here. I could go get it and look up the different
you
terms
could.
For it. But you know, a vagabond, someone who does not have a home of their own, but they're carefree.
No.
You used to call these people gay or hobos or something like that, you know? A vagabond,
okay.
Yeah. You know, it's like you don't have anywhere or anything or anyone to answer to. It's like you lived your life, you were on your own, you were free, you were independent.
Yeah, and that's oh God, Sam tells us that the vagina is a bonus hole. Oh God, that's terrible, Sam. You can't be saying that stuff on the radio. Well, I guess I said it. Oh, well.
Keep doing what you do, Sam, but just don't do what you're doing.
Alan, you make it hard for me to continue. But
I'm sorry, man. Go on.
The reason, let's tell the story.
I try to find humor wherever I can. And it's pretty ironic and dire humor, but damn, it's the only thing I got left.
Yeah. Well, back to my story. So I currently reside in a little, my domicile is a little trailer, right? You know, and I live here and I come to you every Sunday from a trailer, you know, out in the middle of a field at a location that wanted to kick me out on the first of the following month because the eclipse was happening, right? Or is happening or has happening or whatever, right? So they're like, you got to move. Because the eclipse is going to happen, and we're going to sell the place that you're staying at. We're going to rent it out for $1 billion. And
Steve, you're only paying us $300 a month to live here. We can get $8 million for it on the eclipse day. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm paying more than that. But you know, but anyways, they how much they want to charge a hell of a lot more, right? So I went to, and you know this story, Alan, I went to another one of these trailer parks, right? And they were about the same price as, you know, what this thing is, you know, just a little bit more expensive, but they were bought out earlier on in the, last year. And so they have new owners. And so I threw in my application. I said, hey, I want to move over here, right? You know, you guys let me bring my trailer and talk to the chick. She calls me up. I mean, it's a huge line of people waiting to get a spot in this one because it's one of the more affordable trailer spots in the area. But I get a phone call.
But Steve, it's like you can throw a rock and hit our new prison. Why don't you just get arrested and you can stay for free?
Ellen's referring to the part that the trailer park is really close to the jail, which is technically a prison, right? You know, we've covered that. I mean, prison, jail. What's the difference, right? The scale and size.
You can stay for free, Steve.
It's a, you know, no, Alan, I don't want to do that. Let's just go there. But all in all, I thought it would be neat to move to this other trailer park because it puts me more in town for, you know, I can get around. It actually saves me a little bit of money temporarily, and it's a little bit more stable than where I'm here, where it's like, well, at any moment they can sit there and go, hey, you got to move, and then all of a sudden I got to move my trailer to another spot. Da, 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 da. And it's the life of a vagabond. Okay, fine. So I'm talking to chick, and they raised the price again. So it's now even more expensive than it was because greed in Fredericksburg, Texas is going through the roof, and or maybe it's called return on investment. You know, it's a capitalist way, and I totally support, you know, making money, right? You know, I got something, you want it, you know, I'm going to sell it to you. But there's got to be a defining line. Are you out just for money? I don't know if they're out just for money. Maybe they paid too much for the trailer park that they just bought, but they raised the price way up there. Well, not that way up there. There's some crazy folks here in town.
If nothing else, our local tax assessor's collector's office has raised the property taxes so high.
Well,
I know business. Folks, there are little businesses on Main Street that are like 10 feet wide and 30 foot deep. And in within like 5 years, their taxes went from $22,000 a year to $87,000 a year. I mean, you know, it's like, how can you sell that much useless shit? I'm sorry, useless doo doo, and still be able to pay, because every time you start making money, they raise the property value, the property taxes on you, and now it's like. And now it's all your property being eaten up. You know, it's a dog eat dog world, and you know what? You know,
and you're the dog.
This guy set himself on fire. Why didn't he do that in the tax assessor's collector's office? And why didn't he do something that's actually going to make him matter? You know, and make a protest. Don't self immolate yourself. You know, do it somewhere and take out some of these sons of bitches that are making life hell.
Well, yeah, that was the message that I heard yesterday, and I totally agree with it. You know, it's like, don't waste your life burning yourself up on the steps on concrete. Why are you going to waste your life? But anyways, my story ends up going a total different direction.
If y'all ever hear about me committing suicide, I won't pour a can of gas on my head and set myself on fire. It will be much more significant than that.
Yeah, I understand. I don't see myself being, you know, doing worthless stuff like that either, you know. Man, but
I pulled you sideways again, didn't I, Steve? That's kind of my job here.
Yeah, I know. I just, it all seems so hopeless sometimes and so annoying because, you know, things that are happening that are coming down and that I'm still trying to stay alive. I don't want to talk about, you know, well, this crazy guy that burned himself up, right, because of Israel. We've been having this problem with Israel since, like, forever, right? But people don't see it as a problem because they're told that it's not a problem, right? They're told that it's because the Israelis are just not understood. And the Israelis are the ones that have told them that, or the Jews, or however you want to say it. So then you got that story about the Jews are not the Israelis, and the Israelis are not the Jews. And then you go, oh, crap, what did I just say? This is all stupid stuff. But meanwhile, there's this insidious plot to take over the world for the coming generations, and we're living right through it. When I was a kid, Alan, you know, I got a job for the first time sometime when I was like 14, maybe it was 15 when I first started giving money to the federal, giving money to the federal government. I was working on cars before then, but I worked for family businesses that paid me cash. Right. And I didn't have that funny little, you know, social security number thing. And I calculated my hours out. And the first time the crime was perpetrated on this young individual at the time, I did all my hours, and then they showed me my paycheck, and I said, where's all my money? You know, because you would count when you were a kid. You know, I worked 26 hours times $3 an hour, you know, I should have $60. And then all of a sudden you saw $40. So where the hell?
Steve, this was in the world where you repaired things. It's like in today's world, someone buys a brand new car and all of a sudden it overheats and their antifreeze is low. It's like, well, I'll just discard it and buy a new car instead of replacing a radiator hose. I hate the world that I'm forced to live in. I freaking hate this place.
Yeah. Well, you got to learn to live with it or die. Run one thing or the other, you know, because it's happening around you. But you're taught that you work for $3 an hour, and the government gets a chunk. Right. And so you go, oh, it's not that much because the feds only get this much and the state gets this much and then your retirement gets this much and then so and so gets this much and then here's your check. But
well,
when I'm
old enough,
I'll
have Social Security, and that'll take care of me.
Back from
you know, it's like I went to fight for my country and I'm a veteran. I went over and fought in Vietnam or World War II or Korea and the government will take care of me. And it's like,
on that.
I mean, well, it's just all, you know, the VA is crap. You know, the government mm-hmm. is crap. It's like, you know, but I went and I fought for my country and everything else. And it's like, and they're just, and I'm living under a bridge in Austin, Texas now.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it gets harder. You know, when I was doing when I first moved out of my parents' house, I had to apply for, you know, I didn't know anything about the world and try to rent a apartment when you're 18 years old, right? You fill out these forms and you give them all this stuff and you have to have proof of a job. I didn't know that a job was a fiction, right? Oh, I have to work for somebody. Now I look at that and go, what do you mean I work for somebody? Says, well, I work for me, but I'm a different person than I was when I was a kid.
You've got a Social Security number, and it's like, I had nothing to do with that. My parents signed me up and gave me a Social Security number. They put me into the system.
The hospitals seem to do that now.
I had no say-so in it.
You know, I guess the hospitals do that now. As soon as you come out, they give you your birth certificate for the port of entry. You know, the doc, whatever. You know, I don't know.
this is like the black lady that went into a hospital and had a baby. And I said, do you have a name for the baby? And I said, well, there's a wristband on her and it says Famali. So I guess her name is Famali. The hospital gave me, and it's like, no, that means she's a female. Oh, well, that doesn't matter in today's world, does it? You know, I mean, you know, everything is so freaking crazy, Steve. Everything.
It's totally
all malicious manipulation, and getting you to classify yourself.
But you know,
I'm black, I'm white, I'm Mexican, I'm Indian.
When I got my first apartment, back to my what I was saying, when I got my first apartment, I had to fill out all these forms, and I thought it was so official. I was deceived by the world around me that I had to have a job, and I had to have paycheck stubs, and I had to have this, and maybe it was true that the people that I rented my first apartment for required that, but they weren't the only place to rent from. I was ill-informed, right? And I've gone through life, you know, learning that understanding, but they will still tell you that you must, right? And you must have a paycheck stub. And you must have 3 weeks of paycheck stubs, and
you must
have a number. Make 4 times that amount of money. And we need to check
you
your employment, and we need to check your credit history, and we need to. And you go, well, you need to get the hell out of my life, is what you need to tell them.
A lot of people don't do that.
Go ahead,
Steve. How about this? I had my original Social Security card that I got, and it said, this is not to be used as a means of identification. This
and
is your personal
is
number.
Do you know,
when I started at the University of Arkansas, your student ID number was your Social Security number.
Yeah, yeah. I know. They changed that midway. Right, and so now as all these pushes for, you know, the worst thing is that we haven't gotten to is the E-Verify. E-Verify is coming your way.
Now you're talking digital doo-doo. Yeah.
Well, that doo-doo is what's going to happen to the world, Alan. And, counting votes
it's here,
this
my friend.
Time,
it's here.
We found people are pushing this on other people. You know, we're being pushed into this whole social credit score type thing on multiple fronts. One is this E-Verify thing that is on your door right now. And the digital currency thing, Alan, on your door right now.
Steve, what really pisses me off is all these people that I've heard people on RBN say, all you people are afraid that you're being tracked and traced in everything you do. It's like, don't you understand? It's like, no, it's like, you don't understand. It's like, digital technology, as far as I'm concerned, is it like being involved in gang rape? You know, it's like, you know, there's a drunk girl, you know, in a frat house, you know, room, you know, and these guys are lined up with their peckers standing out, you know, and they're just waiting to, you know, because, you know, they're not the best looking guys or anything else, and they're kind of nerdy, but man, you got a drunk girl in a room, and you can be involved in a gang rape, and it's like, well, it wasn't me. I only screwed her a little bit. That's what I see digital technology as. It's like, if you're using this crap, you know, everything you do is tracked and traced, and as far as I'm concerned, you're involved in societal gang rape, and I refuse to use it. My integrity, what's in my heart, who I am, is everything that I have. And I'm a very lonely freaking person in today's world, you know. I know, guys. Steve, we're like salt and pepper, you know. We're totally different. Steve is digital. I am as non-digital as you'll ever freaking find left on this planet. And maybe that's why our show is kind of entertaining. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
But I refuse to be involved in the gang rape of society.
Well, you don't. You can do that. I can't. You know.
I know.
I'm being gang raped.
Because you have to survive, Steve.
I still have to sit there and fight just because I want to move from one trailer park to the other. And I guess I get to finish this story. I have the owner, Alan. We've got to finish the story.
Steve would be more than welcome to move out here to my place. But you know what? I don't have internet connectivity. I don't have Wi-Fi. I don't have none of this crap.
You don't have a lot of stuff, like a septic system.
Steve's life is the
internet.
You
know, a way to make money. You know, if I were to move out there, I'd be sitting on a patch of land, and I wouldn't be able to produce anything for myself. That's why I have to live around here, because I fix things for people.
I need people. See, Steve, I call it an encumbrance. You have a son, which I don't have.
Sure.
I've got a dog, and I've got my deer. I don't have to worry about what's going on. I can accept it for what I actually see as reality. I know what's going on. I don't have to say no. It's like, I'm going to go down and vote. I'm going to hope someone else makes everything better. You know. I call it an encumbrance. But Steve, I know you love your son, and you're a complete different person. You know, Andy is sitting in the chair right now that you used to sit in, and we used to have great conversations. You know,
Andy's
I can
back.
Remember
yep.
those days. And you know, things change, life changes, but reality goes on.
Yeah, it does. You know, one week after the other, we just got to hang in there. We're getting to the end of the story. I just want to tell you guys that, the world is closing in on us. And I remember Darren Weeks and I got into a conversation via email, and those are stupid conversations. Try to communicate during email or text and stuff, and sometimes that's all you've got. But I told him, well, I wish I was wrong, and then Darren wrote back, you're not wrong, blah, 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 blah. And I go, whoa, I was being facetious. Right, because I do wish I was wrong about the direction of the world.
Yeah, so do I, my friend.
Right?
So do I.
I really do. And sometimes I just hope that I'm wrong. We watch this social credit score, and you know, things that we haven't talked about here on the show. You know, there's so much to be talked about. But last week when I bumped into it, trying to move my trailer from one place to the other, the people at the RV park said. I said, well, let's do it. Let's do the move. And so what do we got to do? So I did the name, you know, what I want. And I said, so how much money do you want and how do you want it? I said, do you want a credit card? Sure, but we're going to charge you 2.5%. And I go, okay. So it's an ATM, it would be $5. And I go, okay, well, then that means you want a check or you want cash. Right? And they're like, well, we don't take checks and we don't take cash. I go, what? And then they said, well, we want to do a bank transfer.
Do you take gold?
It's free
do you take
to charge. Yeah, you asked that question for sure because you're an analog man. But me, I go, what are you kidding me? So you want to do a bank transfer
before the
for
show
me
ends.
To pay you
I,
for
I,
a
I,
place
I
to
it,
park my trailer.
I actually went into Austin and went to a street corner and I paid a guy a whole lot of money for some hopium, and I've got a good hopium pipe out here. I've got a hookah out here. You want to come out here and smoke some hopium with us, and we can just become blissful and mindless and enjoy the world as it is.
Yeah.
Well, come on, man! I'm inviting you as a friend
to smoke some hopium. You know?
Oh yeah,
I
man!
And
I got some of the good shit. None of that street. No, wait, I did buy it on the street corner. Oh well, but it's good stuff, man.
Well, we could go, you know, sit on a mountain and listen to a show about Donald Trump and how he's going to save us, right? You know, that would be pretty funny.
I live in the hill country. We don't have mountains, but I do have some hills we can go sit on top of.
I'm never really sure what the difference between a mountain and a hill is. The mountains are bigger and hills are smaller.
Yeah, potato, potato. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still all the same going up when you're pedaling on a bicycle. That's just the world as it is. So anything
I know we're getting close to the
closing?
End, so
yeah.
I'll say once
got
again.
About a minute.
If you're out there listening, thank you for listening. I love y'all out there. You're my RBN family. And take care, you know, for the rest of the week. And I hopefully we'll be back next week. Who knows? You know, it's ain't nothing sure but death and taxes.
Hopefully those will go away soon. Well, death is probably always going to be there. Crap. Republic of Texas Radio, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Made sure that our brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. us, my friends.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.